Time now for Inside the Huddle, brought to you by State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort, and we've got Don Stock with us, of course, and we're got quite a few high school coaches that we're going to be talking to. Don, what do you have going for us?
Hey, we got a lot heading on Dennis, as we're going to be speaking with Ben Martin, the Clinton Prairie track coach. He'll be coming on first, and then we'll hand it off the baton to Jody Lee. She's the new tennis coach out at Clinton Prairie, and we'll be talking with her daughter, Delaney. Coach, former Carroll Cougar coach, Bender, will be on at 9:30, and then we'll wrap it up with Chris Gorbett, the Rossville girls softball coach, here this morning. So quite the good lineup, and we'll get started here in a second. Want to talk a little bit about stuff going on, Dennis, out at Clinton Central. A lot of action going on out there with the athletes, as Samantha Adams, a junior at Clinton Central, set the girls' pole vault record during a track meet at Oak Hill High School on Thursday night. Previous record was set in 2011 at 9 foot 6 inches. Samantha cleared 9.7, and you can check out her photo and more of the story on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Also from Clinton Central, Tyler Rell, man, I'll tell you, there's a guy who's been a great athlete out at Clinton Central, both football and basketball. And Tyler will be heading to Thrine University to play football there. And so congratulations to Tyler Rell, and we hope that he continues his great football career at Thrine. So, hey, if we got time, let's pull up Mr. Ben Martin, the Clinton Prairie track coach. Coach, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Hey, first of all, I got to tell you, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. We would have maybe been a little bit of trouble here for the first 15 minutes. But how are things going at Clinton Prairie in the track field?
We are kind of in a rebuild right now, but we're not doing too bad this year. We're still holding our own against some of the bigger names.
So as the school, as far as the conference track meet, has that been run? And I know that you've got to be starting to line yourself up for sectional action coming up soon.
Yeah, we did conference last Friday. Our boys got second place to Rossville. Our girls ended up coming into fourth place for conference.
Mm-hmm.
Sectionals are Tuesday and Thursday next week, girls and then boys.
And where do you run at?
Girls sectionals is held at Harrison. Boys sectionals is held at West Lafayette.
Oh, well, at least you're in the same community. IHSA was very kind for that ability. We'll talk a little bit, Coach Martin, about your senior leadership on both the boys and girls track squad.
We are very short on seniors this year. We have four total. We have Zoe Beard as our only senior on the girls team. She's a distance runner, but she's moving down to 400 to help with the 4x4 relay for sectionals. And then all three of our boy seniors are all hurdlers. Two of them will be on the sectionals roster for the 100 and 300 hurdles. We have Alex Brettnocker, we have Thomas Comerford, and then we have Austin Beck. Austin Beck and Thomas Comerford will be our two on the sectionals roster for us.
Now, this is in track. You run as a team, but individuals have the opportunity to move on into the regional line. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. The individuals move on, and then individuals can score points for the team once they move on to regionals and farther. So if we have somebody advance to regionals and then they get top eight in our event at regionals, then we get a team score. So that way we're represented as an entire team if they score points at regionals.
Oh, uh-huh. I never knew that. That's interesting. That's probably a cool thing. Well, let's ask a little bit about what you're looking at in the future at Clinton Prairie with your track. Is I know that track gets ran down into the middle schools, so I guess let's turn our thoughts a little bit towards the middle school to see if the numbers there are well, and that your track team looks to be well down the future.
Being a very small 1A, 2A size school, we don't have a ton of kids on the junior high team, but we do have some very good talent coming up. the junior high team is going to compete at the state meet next Saturday. I believe today they're competing at the Tecumseh Invite over in Lafayette. But state for junior high, they have to meet a qualifying standard, and then they can be entered into the meet. I believe we have quite a few kids running multiple meets, with our main focus being Braden Jarbo, who set the 200-meter hurdle record his seventh grade year, and then came out this year, his eighth grade year, and rebroke his own record. I believe we have the number 1 and 2 seed for boy hurdlers, which is good for us because all of our hurdlers are seniors this year.
So, Coach, let me ask, and you're talking to a guy who doesn't know a lot about track and the format. I mean, I watch it on TV in the Olympics and all the pre-trial things for track. So, as a coach, when you are at a smaller school and the numbers aren't as large, you may not be so as concerned about the number of kids coming out, but just the kids who do come out to extend and continue to get better and better as their progression goes from being a junior high student to a high school.
Correct. The issue is not so much like we can get by without having a lot as long as the kids that do show up are willing to put in the work in order to step up to a varsity level. I just keep mentioning that we're a smaller team because we do have to compete against schools like all the Lafayette schools and all the Indianapolis schools. Like for our regional, we have to go against Carmel, one of the largest schools in the state. That's just why I keep mentioning that is because it definitely hinders us.
Yeah, I can understand that. I know that back in the day, I'm a graduate of Frankfort High School, and the tennis team always had to go down and match up against Zionsville and Carmel in the sectional. And you look at it and go, that's a pretty tough call to go. And to try to, make sure the kids understand, hey, we can still, do the best we can. You never know what's going to happen. Becomes a little more challenging because of the size of Carmel or Zionsville and their success in those programs. Let's talk a little bit about Samantha Adams. I know she's not with Prairie. She's at Central, pole vaulting to 9'7". Obviously, that was a pretty good jump.
Yeah, 9'7" for the girls' division is an extremely competitive jump. I think Clint Prairie has a girl at 8 foot right now, and that's all the further we're going, and that's still competitive for a girls' division.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to throw in that I haven't covered for you?
No, not really. Maybe after the sectionals tournament I would, but at the moment we're just prepping for sectionals and trying to round off the season on a good streak.
Well, Jamie Blacker, who's obviously listening to us today, and I'm thankful for Jamie to do that, has asked a question, and that is, he wants to ask about the freshman lad who is top in the state for the 3,200 boys.
Yep, that would be Hayden Temple. I have been working with him as a distance coach since his eighth grade year. He holds our 2,400-meter record for junior high. He set that last year at 750. Came in and had a unfortunate cross-country season because he had a stress fracture in his shin that he got during last year's state track meet for junior high. So he was a little short on mileage for cross-country, and then he came into track ready to go. So far this year, he's undefeated in the 3,200. I believe he's going to be seated third for sectionals. Number one, I believe, is a boy from Crawfordsville. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. And then Chris Uribe. I probably butchered his pronunciation. I believe he's from West Lafayette. He's a senior. But he's seated right behind them, and they're all within 4 seconds of each other.
So, Coach, when an athlete gets a seed in the tournament or in the track, is it for lane position, or is it for the race itself?
Well, they seed every event in track. It matters more in the sprinting events because there's two kids per team that'll partake. There's 12 teams. There's 24 kids, 8-lane track. So they got to divide the sprints up into multiple events, and they seed them. That way they can put the faster kids with each other in order to make sure it's a more competitive race.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter for the 2 mile, because they all get online at the same time, but they still seed them. It's really more a beneficial thing for sprinting than it is distance.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Caden Davis, a multiple event guy. He runs the 1, the 200, and the high jump, right?
Correct. And he has also jumped in our 4x4 a couple times. He's just an all-around athlete. No matter what event we throw him in, he's trying to push the record for. He actually started pole vaulting last week to see if he wants to do it next season. I think he's 6 inches below our number one boy right now in pole vault after 1 week of trying it out. So I think no matter what event we throw him in, I think he'll succeed in.
You know, it's great to have athletes that, and I guess in track you really exemplify their ability to do multiple things not the same time, but during the event itself, which probably shows more athleticism than maybe any other sport. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree that it allows kids to showcase things they wouldn't be able to showcase in other events. You definitely see who can jump during football season and basketball season, but when you get every kid out there and their only goal is to jump as high as possible, it definitely the real athletes really shine during that.
Well, we talked just a little bit about your junior high team, and they actually won the conference last week in junior high track, right?
Correct. Yeah, the boys team did.
That's pretty good. So that pretty much tells you that you've got a good future coming your way down the line, huh?
Absolutely. There's a good group of eighth grade boys moving up next year that are really going to that the high school team is going to immediately see benefits from.
And did you have a lady trackster that won a conference in discus and shot put?
For the high school level or the junior high level?
I'm not for sure.
I know Kaylee Wall, a junior for the high school, performed very well in conference. I know she won discus. I don't think she won shot put though, but I might be mistaken.
Okay.
She either got first or second.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you calling in and checking in with us. We wish you the best of luck. And all you and all the athletes heading to Lafayette for the sectional coming up. But once again, we appreciate you coming in talking to us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, we've been speaking with Ben Martin. He's the head track coach of Clinton Prairie High School. As you're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you in part by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance.
Thank you very much, Don. And Jamie is off today. He'll be back next week, we hope. And this program, of course, is being archived on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. You'll be able to listen to it in its entirety a little bit later on. And we welcome your input. Give us a call if you've got a question, 659-3338. And don't forget, this show will be replayed in its entirety tomorrow night on WILO, 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. And now at 102.7 FM for Lebanon and Boone County. We'll be back right after this.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Inside the Huddle on 1570 and 96.9 WILO, also 102.7 FM in Lebanon and Boone County. And back to Don Stock.
Hey, thanks, Dennis. We're going to talk with Jody Lee, the new tennis coach for Clinton Prairie, and we'll talk a little bit with Delaney also, as she's on that tennis team. And Coach, do we have you?
Hi there.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well, let's talk a little bit on the fact that this is an all-new program for Clinton Prairie High School, and talk about how that gets started and where you're planning to move this forward.
Okay. Well, you know, like we are kind of new transplants to Clinton Prairie. And so Delaney transferred to Clinton Prairie last year in eighth grade. And so we were trying to kind of plant the seed with Mr. Eaton, the AD, about really maybe starting a tennis program, or if there'd been any interest in starting a tennis program at Clinton Prairie. And so this year, Delaney, who's a freshman, was really more persistent with it, and her coach, she's taken lessons for the last couple of years during the summers, and the coach that she worked with during the summer was like, you know, you can compete as an individual. We think you can, at least during sectionals. And so Delaney went to Mr. Eaton and was like, we would really like to try this, and kept asking about it and persistent about it, and so he was really helpful and agreed to help us get it going.
So if I'm not mistaken, Prairie does not have tennis courts out at their school, so you have locked in and with the gracious help of Rossville, is that right?
That is right, yes. Rossville's been like tremendously helpful to us, letting us come and let Delaney have some matches after they're done. I went to a small high school as well that didn't have tennis courts on it, and I was on the tennis team, so I'm familiar with the format of having to use other schools' courts afterwards. So, yeah, Rossville has been extremely helpful with that.
So, Coach, how do you set up a schedule when you only have one athlete trying to, you know, start the program and get it rolling? So do you, when you're playing at Rossville, do you play the team that Rossville is playing, or does Delaney get to play one of those players?
Well, it's kind of a mix. So like this year, a lot of our practices, we've really been at a park or like in our neighborhood in the cul-de-sac because we just needed she and I basically to have a practice. So we've been doing practices there. And then when Mr. Eaton really just has been very helpful with setting up, I think he put out feelers to all the local high schools and was like, hey, we have somebody who would like to play tennis. Is there a way that you can help us out? And so a lot of their ADs got back and were like, okay, we have these dates where she can come and play. Rossville has a pretty large team. And so they usually have players who don't actually get to play, I think, at every single match because a lot of the teams they play don't have enough players. Mm-hmm. And so Delaney will come to those matches, and basically some players might play twice, so she waits till the end, basically, and gets to play whoever is willing to play a second match. So sometimes we wait a little while, but, you know, that's great. We're just happy to be able to get on the court.
Well, how are you expecting this? I'm obviously you are to expand and get bigger. Have you already have gals that have come to you saying, "Hey, we want to play next year"?
Well, we're hoping that the school will actually like sanction a tennis team next year, and that we can have real call outs. We're hoping that there might be a really experienced person that wants to coach, or you know, help me coach if nobody else wants to do it. So, yeah, I think Delaney has a lot of friends in her age group, so she's a freshman, that are willing to maybe come out and try it. And so that's going to be kind of our goal over the summer and into the fall, is to try and get some girls who want to play, who don't already play other sports in the spring. So we don't want to take from, you know, girls who are already on the track team or girls who play softball. So we're really trying to you know, find people that are interested in tennis, you know, even if they have no experience playing tennis, and we can do our best to help them learn.
So if through the fact that the numbers don't develop as far as the being able to put together a tennis team, I will assume that you and Delaney will continue the process of her playing as you are playing now.
Yeah, I think that is the plan, that she would just continue playing and practicing on her own. This year, she was able to, like, when we've partnered with Rossville, like, Taylor's team isn't a full team either. So she was able to play pretty quickly when Rossville was playing Taylor. So she was able to play their number three singles. But, yeah, I'm hopeful that we will be able to have enough of a team where we can have our own matches. So we're not necessarily dependent on the hospitality and generosity that these other schools have shown us, that we can maybe have our own schedule and play our own matches. That way she's playing kind of the people that she played in the conference tournament. Like, she's getting that kind of talent that she's playing against every week, and it's going to challenge her and make her better in the long run, playing those higher caliber players.
Well, we're speaking with Jody Lee. She's, I guess you could say, the acting tennis coach out at Clinton Prairie High School. And in my notes, Jody, it says that your daughter Delaney, can we be able to talk to her a little bit?
Yeah, she's actually right here with me.
Perfect. Hey, good morning, Delaney. How are you?
Good.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Don't be nervous or anything. We're just talking like on the phone, okay? Okay. Well, how are you doing? How do you feel about the starter, I guess you can say, for the potential Lady Gopher tennis team?
I've been pretty excited about it. Yeah. I mean, I've been really proud of her. I think it takes a lot of courage to be able to go out there and play without a team.
Mm-hmm. I think Rossville's been really sweet to me because they always cheer me on, even though I'm not on the team. But next year, I'll be excited if we do get to have a tennis team, to then have a team again.
So if the team develops from Prairie and they don't have courts, will you continue to head towards Rossville to play your matches when they're not at home? Or will you look to go maybe into the city of Frankfort to play on city courts? Or how will you move forward as the team develops?
We would play away games. Like, we could still play normally. They would just all have to be away.
Yeah, I think Mr. Eaton and the Clinton Prairie superintendent are kind of looking into the courts in Frankfort, like the city court. But, yeah, I think sharing some courts, like when going and practicing when their school is done, would be ideal.
Well, this is all pretty interesting. I hope that all this works out. Well, Coach, will this kind of move yourself towards the potential of developing boys tennis, or will we just look at girls trying to get it rolling and see where it goes from there?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know. I think for now it's definitely girls. I don't know if there's any boys out there that are interested in it. It would be great to have some boys on a team too. That way they could potentially all practice together. The boys in the fall and the girls in the spring, and then that would be good kind of competition for each of them. And just more people to play with at practices, that would probably be great. And even having, like, at the matches, having, like, somebody else there to cheer you on would be helpful, too.
Yeah.
Like how Delaney was saying, the Rossville girls were cheering her on during the matches. And a lot of times she was the last one playing, so it was everybody just watching her basically play somebody else that has, like, a whole team cheering them on. So it would be really nice to have an actual team next year.
So being the fact that this is kind of the start of the girls, will Delaney be able to, like, participate in the conference? And will she be able to participate, or has she participated in the conference? And will she be able to participate in the upcoming sectionals?
I can participate in both. I just participated in a conference at Delphi. Was it? Yeah, Delphi. But, yeah, I can do all of that. I am playing the number one singles.
Right. That's been the tough part. Like, being a freshman, she's having to compete against, like, the best player from each school since she's the only player. So we couldn't necessarily put her in the number three singles tournament. That might be considered stacking. And so she had to play against the number one singles, which was tough. I mean, she did win a set against a player and took it to a tiebreaker, so we're really proud of her for that. But, you know, it's really tough to go out there and know that, okay, I'm playing, like, the best player on the other team school. So it's like I said, I've been really proud of how her effort and her courage, frankly, to go out and do it by herself.
Well, I'll tell you, to be out there on the limb all by yourself and no support or no, you know, aid, I guess you could say, from folks coming to watch would be very, very difficult. So, Delaney, hats off to you. So, Delaney, I'm assuming you'll be walking the halls before the school gets out and encouraging other gals to join you. Would you be doing that?
Yeah, really want a tennis team, so anybody that wants to play it, just do it.
So, Coach, let me get back to you a little bit and say, you know, like the new football coach is having a call-out session, and I'm not saying that that's what you're going to do, but how would you go about trying to get gals engaged in tennis that on a program that's never been around?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, I really kind of feel like it probably needs to start in the fall a little bit with maybe even, like, just some, hey, is anybody interested? Do you want to try to play a little bit in the fall? Kind of have, like, a little fall kind of club or intramural practice for tennis, and then hopefully those girls will get a taste of it and then be excited about potentially having an actual team when call-outs come in the spring.
Well,
we really need 7 players.
Yeah, only 7. That's not a lot. We surely can find them in the hallways here and get Prairie on the line for a tennis program. I know that Mr. Eaton out at the athletic director at Clinton Prairie does a great job at trying to handle all of the different sports and athletics out there. We enjoy coming out there to broadcast. We've always been treated very, very well out there with Clinton Prairie, and I know that he'll give you his best effort in trying to get this thing put together.
I 100% agree with that. He's been excellent. He's been great, like, the whole way. So, where he really could have just said, no, we don't have a tennis team, sorry. You know, he didn't do that. So, I felt like he's really gone above and beyond and really, really helped us. And really, all of the coaches at every single match that we've played have been really kind to us. The girls have been very kind. Carol offered to let us come out there and play on their courts. The Delphi coaches have been really helpful as well. So everybody's just been extremely kind, and I think everybody just wants to see more tennis growing in the area.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. Well, Coach, we appreciate you calling in. Delaney, thank you for your participation in this, and we wish you the best of luck. Coach, we're going to try to keep tabs on how you're progressing, and then maybe we'll have you back on to talk about a true tennis program.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. We've been speaking with Jody Lee, the acting, I guess you could say, head coach of tennis at Clinton Prairie. They're trying to get their program started along with their daughter, Delaney, who was a member of the team. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance.
And don't forget, we would like to hear from our listeners. If you've got a question or a comment about sports, give us a call, 659-3338. Back right after this.